Good evening, Blackpool! Guess who's back? Back again. Because I'd been retired for 4 years. I thought it was all done. I spent 27 years of my life campaigning for us to leave the European Union. Everybody said, you're wasting your time. It will never happen. And that was why, after the Brexit vote, I was able to get up in the European Parliament and to say, when I came here all those years ago, I said I would lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, and you all laughed at me. Well, I said, you're not laughing now, are you? But there we were in Parliament Square. It was the 31st of January, 2020, and it was my honour to do the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, whee! And so that was it. I was done. It was all over. And then they made such a mess of it. They tried to overturn the vote. Do you remember? Yes. We've got some very sharp people in this audience, haven't we? Yes, Keir Starmer and others said we got it wrong. We, the morons, the plebs, we got it wrong, and we had to vote again. And Starmer was absolutely leading that charge. You're right to say so. So I came back out of retirement to set up the Brexit Party, and we smashed it in those European elections. Within 6 weeks, we got double the number of votes of the nearest party, and we got the resignation of possibly the worst Prime Minister in British history, though there's been some competition since. It's not wrong, is it? So we got the resignation of Theresa May. That was great news. And in came Bouncy Boris. Bouncy Boris. Amazing, really, isn't it, to think that we could have had a Prime Minister who refused to say in public how many children he had because he simply didn't know. I mean, you know, not that I'm a Methodist preacher or anything like that, but that did seem pretty extraordinary. And then in 2019, later in the year, in the December election, realising that Corbyn, who hated this country, the Liberal Democrats, who would sign us up to everything, could have won the election, I made the most difficult political decision of my life, and I stood aside in 320 seats, giving the Conservatives a free run, and they won an 80-seat majority, and we helped them. We significantly helped them. Since that date, they have literally betrayed the trust of 17.4 million people who voted for Brexit, the trust of those who put their faith in the Conservatives in 2019, the trust and to some extent the reputation of me, who gave them the benefit of the doubt. And you all know in Blackpool, one of the biggest reasons we voted Brexit, yes, of course it was about getting back control of our country. Of course it was about us, through a democratic system that our forebears fought for. And didn't the recent shenanigans in D-Day just sum up where the heart of this Prime Minister really is? We voted to get back control of our country. We voted to honour those that went before us and made the sacrifice so that we could be free. We voted so that our children and grandchildren could live in that freedom and liberty. But we voted to get back control of our borders. We voted to reduce mass immigration on a scale that these islands had never seen. And what have the Tories done? What have they done? They have they haven't done nothing. You're wrong about that. Go to the bottom of the class. They've made it worse. Go to the top of the class. Made it worse. Think about this, folks. Net migration into our country from Windrush, right up until Tony Blair got elected, ran at 40, 50,000 a year. And it ran for that for 50 years. And you could say, by the end of the last century, that we had the best levels of integration and assimilation of those who'd come from different countries and different cultures of any country in Europe. And I think it was something, actually, we were really rather proud of. Because we've always had, as a nation, big relationships around the rest of the world. In fact, we're the only people in the history of mankind who had an empire that turned into a Commonwealth club of friends. We even play sport with each other. We even like the Australians on good days, you know. Well, only when we're winning, obviously. But... And so we've always been very accepting. We've always been much more global than any other European country. Then Mr. Blair gets into power, opens the doors up in a way we've never seen before. And we're given the narrative through the mainstream media, the political parties, and our kids are told at school, all immigration is good. Control's not needed. And these bad dudes like Nigel Farage that question the numbers are really beyond the pale. But it was okay because in 2010, the Conservatives got elected. Call Me Dave became our Prime Minister. With his sidekick, that weirdo Osborne, you know. And they promised us in the manifesto they would reduce net migration to tens of thousands a year. They promised it again in the 2015 manifesto. They'd reduce net migration to tens of thousands a year. They promised us again in the 2017 manifesto. They would reduce net migration to tens of thousands a year. And in 2019, with support from me, they told the country they would massively reduce the numbers coming into our country. Blair and Brown net let in 2.7 million people. The Conservatives, since 2010, have now let in 4.3 million people. That's net. And in the last 2 years, net, it's about 1.5 million people. How big a breach of trust is that with a promise of tens of thousands? How big a breach of trust is that with those of us that voted to get back control of our borders? And that was why, with this snap election being called, and with very little time, I thought to begin with, it was impossible. How on earth could I come back, pick up the mantle of leading a political party, fight a constituency seat, travel all around the country and speak at events like this? I didn't think I had time to do it. But I changed my mind because I realised going around and meeting people that I was being looked in the eye by the people's army of millions who'd supported me through the UKIP years, who'd supported me through the referendum, who'd supported me through the Brexit Party. And they thought I was letting them down. Even though I've given most of my adult life to fighting these causes, they thought I was letting them down. And I came to the view that I can't let them down. And I decided, that's it. I'm coming out of retirement. I'm going to go back. I'm going to lead the party. And the lyrics, guess who's back again, mega. Now, I've got to be honest with you, it's not my invention. It comes from Eminem. And they're now back in the charts on Spotify at number 40. So, please, stream on Spotify Without You from Eminem and give them some support, because though I'm normally an original thinker, we did nick it and they deserve a bit of support, so please do that. Now, you'll have seen, in the last couple of days, you'll have seen a slew of opinion polls reflected on today's front pages. But these polls are not accurate. These polls are not correct, and here's why. The field work for these polls was done, some of it, one of the polls, the More in Common poll yesterday, the field work began on the 22nd of May. The Telegraph front page today, Savanta poll, the field work began on the 4th of June. Well, unless I've got something wrong, we're on the eve of the equinox. It is now the 20th of June. And I would suggest to you that maybe, possibly, since I came back, we might be doing a little bit better than we were before. So, please ignore all of that. They say we're getting no seats. That's what those polls out yesterday suggested. Tonight, there are two polls that have been issued, both of which had the field work done in the last 24 hours. Some up-to-date opinion polls. One shows us neck and neck with the Conservative Party on 19%. The other shows us ahead of the Conservative Party in one of those polls. And we might be trailing, and we are trailing the Conservatives in London and Scotland, but in the whole of the north of England, in the Midlands, in much of Eastern Region, in parts of the South East, in most of England geographically, we are now the challengers to the Labour Party, and a vote. You hear all this guff from Rishi. Slippery Sunak, that's what I call him. Biggest spinner since Blair, he really is. I mean, I couldn't lie with a straight face like that. I mean, I really couldn't. You know, he said, oh, a vote for reform is a vote for Labour. No. No. In both of these seats in Blackpool, with Dan and Mark, who you saw earlier, and aren't they just great guys? Great guys. If you vote Conservative in Blackpool South, if you vote Conservative in Blackpool North, a Labour MP will win. But if you vote Reform in Blackpool North, if you vote Reform in Blackpool South, and don't waste your vote with the Conservatives, then I truly believe we can run close and even beat Labour in this town. I do. This campaign has real momentum. Now, I talked about opinion polls, about some of the pollsters saying we won't win any seats. So that's going to move me on to the subject of betting. It would appear that the modern-day Conservative Party is even more corrupt than we thought that it was. We have a former. Did you put money on as well? It's almost unbelievable that one of the National Campaign Director's wives bet on an early election. That a close bodyguard to Rishi Sunak bet on an early election. That a Member of Parliament, who was a private secretary, bet on a July the 4th election. And I've seen the statistics from Betfair, and the volume of traffic the day before the announcement went through the roof. We only know about three or four people. It's clear that on a mass scale, people knew when the election would be in the Conservative Party and used that information to corruptly try and make themselves some money. It tells us everything we need to know, everything we need to know about this rotten political class. It's as if they're literally stealing the light bulbs on the way out of the building. It is a scandal, it is a disgrace, and we'll learn much more about it over the course of the coming days. And it shows why they are completely unfit for office in every single way. They have betrayed our trust. They have betrayed the country. They are corrupt. They've had more MPs suspended. I mean, they talk about our candidates saying a few dodgy things. I mean, how many perverts have they had to kick out over the course of the last 5 years? It's not wrong, is it? You know, I mean. But a confession among my many vices. Gambling is one. I love a bet, provided it's free and fair and not based on bent information. So I'll say this right now on the live stream. And by the way, you know, we advertised this with less than 48 hours notice. We said there were 600 seats. They were gone for the following morning. We could have had thousands here tonight, literally thousands here tonight. So well done to all of you guys for getting in early. Watching us on the live stream will be huge numbers of people right now. But I want to point this comment to those that run the polling organisations in our country who say we'll get no seats. I'll bet you... I'll bet you whatever you want, old son, that we're going to win seats in this election. And if you want to come back to me, I'm very, very happy to take your money. Not only are we going to win seats, but when people wake up to the fact, and they're waking up now, that this election is effectively over, the Conservatives are gone, they're doomed, they're on the way down, they're going to fall even further, they will lose the vast majority of their seats. And they will deserve to do so. And that Labour is massively ahead. And that unless we have a miracle with reform, Labour are going to win this election. But you see, here's the situation. No one can pretend the polls are close. No one can pretend the polls are tight. So we now give an opportunity to people to vote with their heart, to vote for what they really believe in. There are at least half of those who still say they vote Conservative that agree with us. They agree with a freeze on the overall numbers of immigration coming into our country. They agree with us that the boat should be stopped. They agree with us that raising the level at which people start to pay tax to £20,000 a year will help not just those on low pay, and it's a good idea. And boy, wouldn't that policy help Blackpool? With very low incomes for so many people. Very low incomes for too many people. But crucially, those on benefits are not all idlers that smoke dope all day. Some are. And we must deal with them. But many on benefits are genuine people who are trapped. They're trapped because if they go back to work more than 16 hours a week, they lose their benefits and they're worse off in work than they would be on benefits. That's wrong. It's wrong at every level. So our policy would incentivize people on benefits to get back to work. And that wouldn't just make them better off financially, it would make them better off psychologically as well. I'm very, very proud of that policy. And for those who are saying they'll vote Labour, many of them were Brexit voters. Are you really going to vote for secure... Oh, I nearly nodded off there, I'm sorry. I mean, God, isn't he boring? Crikey, O'Reilly. Stop giggling, it's a very serious political meeting, this. Are they really going to vote for a man who wanted to overturn the referendum result? Are they really going to vote for a man who, and this is crucial, when Labour launched their manifesto last week, there were six key objectives. Not one of them mentioned legal immigration. Not one of them mentioned the population explosion in this country. Not one of them mentioned the population crisis in this country. Not one of them mentioned the fact that no wonder there's a shortage of houses, because we need to build one new home every 2 minutes in our country just to cope with the levels of immigration into Britain. None of it mentioned. Stop the boats. He almost doesn't even want to talk about it. You can now vote Reform UK, and you can do so knowing that this is not a tight contest. You can do so if you make a decision as to who you think will provide the best opposition to Keir Starmer at the dispatch box in number 10 and out campaigning around the country. And I think people are beginning to get the message, because other polling now, out today, when people are asked, who do you think would provide the best opposition to a Labour government, now has me a country mile ahead of all the other party leaders.